Hi there. The word for you today is, don't act on impulse. In Isaiah 28 verse 16 we read, he that believeth shall not make haste. As twins go, Jacob and Esau were very different. But they quickly learned to negotiate. Have you ever watched children make a deal that favored one over the other? For example, one offers the other a candy bar in exchange for an expensive video game. Well, that same dynamic was at work between Jacob and Esau. Esau had been out hunting and came home exhausted and hungry. In that moment, nothing mattered to him except food, and certainly not something as remote as a future inheritance. So, in a moment of weakness, he said, Genesis 25, 32, let me read it to you. I'm about to die. What is this birthright to me? So he sold it to Jacob for bread and stew. Whoa, it was a decision he would live to regret and couldn't undo. Recovering addicts are taught the importance of observing their HALT sign. Take the letters H-A-L-T and here's what they stand for. H when you're hungry, A when you're angry, L when you're lonely, T when you're tired. You're in a vulnerable and dangerous place. Now, acting on impulse will cause you to do the following things. Number one, buy stuff you don't need at prices you can't afford. Two, react before you get all the facts, resulting in a loss of respect, opportunities, and sometimes good relationships. Three, compromise your character for a few moments of sinful indulgence and pleasure. And four, make you quit in the middle of the race, or worse, quit on the threshold of victory. The Bible says, he that believeth shall not make haste. When you make choices based on short-term gratification instead of long-term convictions and goals, you always lose out in the end. So, don't take the deal. Don't trade your God-given destiny for momentary gratification. Be patient and hold fast. When you do, God will bring your dreams to pass in ways that honor instead of diminishing them.